There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's almost time for me to head to the raw food retreat, Super Don.
I think lucky you.
You think I should eat some raw coffee beans or something? No, I don't think they're going to have that.
No, yeah, I'd like to see you after eating some raw coffee beans.
I think I'm going to have some raw chocolate, though. I have a feeling there might be some raw chocolate for Valentine's Day. I have to promise to bring my wife back some. So.
Yeah, bring me some, too.
You want some, too? All right, you be my Valentine, my producer Valentine.
All right.
Well, we're going to clean some hearts today, also coming up. We got Stephen Huer back, 1-2 punch this week. Heart and clean artery support we're going to talk about, because heart and Valentine's, it kind of makes sense. It does.
Right.
And we did the sexual health thing with him yesterday. We did the love, checking the vitamin L meter with Dr.
Yesterday Kane. Was the 50 Shades of Grey version of Stephen Huer, right?
No, we didn't go there. Anyway, also Doc Newsom this hour. Check it out, Dr. Newsom, DrNewsom.com. All the links are up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. Now, the views. We talked First Amendment, didn't we, with Jonathan yesterday. Jonathan Ford. Now we have a First Amendment story out of Spokane, Washington. And I've been there. I thought it was like kind of cowboy country. It was kind of eastern Washington, but west. It felt like it was out west, you know.
Right.
And this is a guy who was put on the Board of Health on the Spokane City Council. And they're threatening this guy. They're threatening to remove Councilman Mike Fagan from the City Board of Health. I mean, what is it that he possibly could have said that would have him removed? Did he use profanity?
No.
Claims of profanity. Did he harm anyone? Did he steal anything? No. He just had some kind of an opinion. That's not
he had
popular.
An opinion. Yes.
Yeah. An opinion. Imagine that. Let's see what the story's all about.
Spokane City Council members are calling for one of their own to resign from the Board of Health because of comments he made about vaccines.
Oh, that's it. He made a comment about a vaccine. What did he say? Did he quote the NIH guy, Dr. James A. Shannon, the only safe vaccine is a vaccine that's never used?
I don't think he went quite that far. But, geez, if they're going to remove him from the Board of Health, it had to be something
horrible. Let's give a listen and see where this goes.
Councilman Mike Fagan says he will not be resigning from the Spokane Regional Board of Health, but he wants to clarify his comments about vaccines. Other council members say he needs to clear up those views on the issue, or they will vote to remove him from that board.
I didn't know. Was there a litmus test he signed on to about vaccines?
You know, I mean, we don't know at this point what it is that he exactly said, but this sounds serious.
It could be a real scandal. Let's see where it goes from here.
A recent outbreak of measles across the country has sparked a debate about vaccines and if they're effective. Now the arguments for and against immunizations have come to the Spokane City Council.
I do not get vaccinations, but I'm not going to impose my opinion or my will on anybody else.
Whoa. Wait a second. Hey, that's what it is that I got upset with him about. He wasn't willing to impose his will on anyone else. That's a supreme violation of a city council board of health member who wants to impose their will and force everybody to believe the same thing.
I get it now. He's not toeing the line.
He is definitely not toeing the line. It's not enough that he doesn't vaccinate himself, but he doesn't want to impose his views on anyone else. And that just cannot, we cannot stand for that. We're the city council. We're the board of health. We don't stand for freedom of thought. We've got to impose our wills on everybody.
Council member Mike Fagan posted his view on immunizations on Facebook, and now his fellow council members are saying that's not acceptable.
I don't think he would have been appointed to the Board of Health by the city council had we known that he had anti-vaccination and anti-science views on this.
Wait a second. Anti-science views? He
wow.
just said he didn't vaccinate himself. What's the big deal here? He didn't want to impose his will or views on anybody else. I'm lost here. I'm just
he's questioning things, and you just can't do that when you're, I guess, even in local government.
Remember, you know, when they state something is unquestionable, it's time to start asking questions, and lots of them.
Fagan says there are studies out there and pending lawsuits that question if immunizations actually help people live a healthy life. He also says he's expressing his right to free speech.
To me, I believe that the science of vaccinations is not settled yet.
Ooh. Oh. He's questioning not science. He's questioning the science specific to vaccinations, that it may not be as settled as everyone else is claiming that it is.
Wow.
That is a cardinal sin, isn't it?
But other council members on the health board say he needs to encourage everyone to get vaccinated.
He bears a big responsibility being on the health board to promote public health, to preserve life in Spokane County.
Wow, so they're nailing him because he's not promoting the use of vaccination to preserve life in Spokane County. The question is, are there a lot of people dying because he's on the board? Do they predict that there'll be a lot of people that will just suddenly drop dead?
But Robert, you need to be sensitive to the people of Spokane, because I'm trying to think, what's the number of people who have died from measles in Spokane? Is this really big number?
It looks like a goose egg.
Zero.
Yeah. Incredible
oh.
that is. Well, there's gotta be some other reason here, because this guy is just outrageous, not wanting to impose his views on anybody, and you know, he's not saying, like I said, he doesn't want to use a gun on anybody, to force anybody to do anything.
Fagan told us today that even if he doesn't believe in vaccines, he wouldn't necessarily vote that way as a member of the Board of Health.
It's not about me. It's about everybody else. And if this is the majority that is asking for the vaccinations, that's fine.
So he's even bowing to the will of the majority, saying, listen,
wow.
if they want it, they can have it. I'm not going to
okay,
stop them.
So he has a personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But he's willing to vote along with what the majority of people want or what their opinion is. It's mm-hmm. just his personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what is it wrong here?
Yeah, there is something wrong, because the First Amendment, man, that's outdated. It's outmoded. It's anachronistic. It doesn't count, especially when it comes to vaccines, because remember, we have a state-sanctioned religion in the United States, and of course, it's very strong and powerful, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, Vaccine Division, in Spokane, Washington. The Board of Health cannot tolerate anybody questioning or not towing the line or taking the sacrament in that state religion.
But others on the council say just putting out the thought that immunizations are not helpful is a dangerous move by Fagan.
It spreads like a virus itself when you spread all that misinformation.
Oh, they're afraid of catching his thoughts. it's like a virus.
Gosh, I mean, what are we experiencing here? This is like the Spanish Inquisition.
Isn't it, though? I mean, in a modern-day context, it's like, wait a second, you won't sacrifice yourself for the greater good, right? The good of a collective medical kind of ill-defined herd immunity that turns you from human into cattle. And, you know, the guy's thinking for himself. He's not imposing his will on anybody. But, my gosh, the mere thought. You be on the Board of Health might mean that somebody might question it as well, and then everybody's going to die. I don't think so. He doesn't think so, but we'll see where this goes. One more clip here.
Spokane City Council President has a letter calling for Councilman Fagan to clarify his comments. He will present that letter to the council tomorrow. Fagan tells us he is aware of the letter and plans to ask for 10 days to clear up what he said about vaccines.
Clear it up, huh?
Clear it up.
You know, what they need to do is clear up the people's understanding of the First Amendment. My gosh.
Wow.
How dare they have a contrary opinion and not want to enforce it on everybody else. That's outrageous.
Right. Right.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. I mean, listen, this has not gone away.
No.
It is still around. I think it kind of hit its peak
mm-hmm.
as far as the media goes. They kind of wore themselves out, and they saw a water skiing squirrel, and so now they've become distracted. But people need to make sure they don't make the mistake
mm-hmm.
of thinking just because the big fervor has kind of died down that the campaign has stopped, because as we covered yesterday, Mm-hmm. Now we're starting to see the legislation starting to come in, and that's something people need to be aware of and need to try and oppose.
Yeah, keep speaking out. And if we can reach out to this councilman, I'd love to talk to him, although he might be fearing for his job at this point. Not that he probably makes, what, about a couple of hundred bucks a year for being a councilman on the Board of Health in Spokane, the big city that it is. We used to have an affiliate out there in Spokane. I'd like to hear what's going on there. Hey, let's go to another question of the day. This is from Maria Hurley. Hi, Dr. Robert. I just heard you on the Healthy Gut Summit. Where is your practice? Everybody wants to ask that question. I had colon cancer twice, and now I have ulcerative colitis. Can you help me? I would be willing to come to your office if you still take new patients. Thank you, Maria. Oh, Maria, again, don't take patients. This is my healing ministry. This is where we have the freedom of religion, the First Amendment. We're going to push it for all it's worth until they outlaw the religion of health, freedom, and healing, liberty. Now, you had colon cancer twice. You have ulcerative colitis now. Silver Aloe Protocol, just like I talked about in there. The homeopathic remedies I talked about in the Healthy Gut Summit. King Bio has the upper GI, lower GI formulations to address the enzymes and the probiotics from a homeopathic perspective. The Dr. O'Hara's probiotics would be excellent because they come with their own food supply. You can get them from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. I believe that's right, 866-424-1077. You can even do rectal installations of silver hydrosol. You know, if somebody has a colon cancer, I'm not telling you you're using this to treat the cancer, but hey, what can I help if silver has an affinity to disrupt cancer cells and their integrity and make them go bye-bye? What can I do? It's not my fault. I didn't make silver. Blame God if you got a problem. Take it up with the Creator. I'm personally not going to do that. I'm pretty grateful to the Creator for bringing us silver, and I think it's a good thing. So as much as Super Don doesn't want to put anything up that area, if you're dealing with colon cancer, I wouldn't hesitate.
You know, if I was dealing with colon cancer, yeah, I probably would too.
You'd be open to it right there.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So we found the litmus for Super Don there.
Yes.
So anyway, thanks for again being a part of the show. We've got Stephen Ewer coming up. Heart, clean arteries. We're going to talk with Doc Newsom and get deeper into our understanding of fulvic acid, humic acid. I mean, it's such a fascinating topic. I'm just stoked he's back and getting us into the weekend. Then I head out to the Raw Food Summit.
Raw
That's
Food
right.
Summit. Yeah.
Paul Neeson invited
which
me.
Which is healthy. So.
Yeah, which is healthy. It's true. It's healthy. Yep. And then, of course, next week, flying up to Asheville, North Carolina, to be at the Westgate Earth Fair. And Dr. King will be there with his wife, Susie. At least they tell me. It's going
to
be awesome.
Are you going to get to see the camels?
I don't know if I'll have time to see the camels, but I might. In fact, yeah, I think I might squeeze in a trip. But hopefully,
what
they don't
day of the week
out.
Is that you're going to be there?
Wednesday.
Hey, it is hump day.
I'll see him on hump day. I'll yell, hump day. I'll see if I can get a video of me being really annoying to camels. All right, that's it. We'll be back. Stephen Ewer coming up, then Doc Newsom. Thanks for being here. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've been doing the Heart of Healing for many weeks together with Stephen Huer, and finally we get to the heart of healing related to the heart. And heart and clean artery support. This is a package that could save a lot of lives, Stephen.
Yeah, actually, and I have a track record with this one where I've actually had one guy with 70% occluded arteries in 12 months have become 100% clean again using just, a couple of these things with, recommended dietary changes as well. So one of the things dietary-wise that I like to point out is that homogenized milk is a no-no. Seems to be very much implicated in plaque buildup in the arteries.
Right.
So out the gate, be aware, don't do homogenized milk. And you could read up on that if you want to get more evidence to support that. Chlorine is another one. Just people may be unaware that, chlorine either in their drinking water, the primary culprit it would be in the drinking water, is a major oxidizer. Studies done on pigeons show that, if they put chlorinated water into their feed or into their water supply, that these pigeons who are not eating any cholesterol, of course, in their diet, it's just a grain-based diet, suffer from cardiovascular plaque buildup and die from, heart attacks, I guess, within a short period of time. And this is also with regards to the guys that were in the Vietnam War. They found that there's young men, 18, 19, 20 years old, that had been there any length of time in Vietnam, and they died. They actually autopsied them and found them to have advanced cardiovascular plaque buildup, and they now know that that was due to the high amounts of chlorine that they were putting into their drinking water supply just to kill off all the organisms, because they were using swamp water as their drinking water, and they had to kill off all the bacteria, and they used high amounts of chlorine. So there was this heavy vapor of chlorine coming off their drinking water that they were all aware of. I had a Vietnam vet confirm this for me one time. And that high amount of oxidative, that chemical is very oxidizing, so it damages the lining of the arteries. And then whenever you've got a damaged, inflamed artery, the body wants to lay down a smooth surface of calcium and cholesterol to have a smooth surface of which blood flows. Otherwise, the blood clotting sequence is activated. So the plaque buildup is a protection to prevent blood clots happening internally. And there's any number of things that can cause this damage to the lining of the arteries, free radicals. Smoking can do it, vegetable oils, heated vegetable oils, just regular vegetable oils that people use for like salad dressings, or they cook with like soybean oil or canola oil, or they, you know, even in the health food stores, there's canola oil put into baked goods.
Right.
These are polyunsaturated vegetable oils, free radical generating oils that are contributing to lesions on the lining of the arteries and then the plaque that would develop as a result. Sucrose and fructose are implicated in plaque buildup in the arteries. And root canals, of course, from Weston A. Price's research, the toxins produced from an infected root canal leaches into the blood supply and contributes to the damage to the lining of the arteries and the consequent plaque buildup.
There's so many factors that create this scenario. It's amazing that anybody doesn't have a heart attack. But of course, we've got to do a lot to correct it. And you have a package here to support the clean arteries. And I think we need to go through that real quickly.
Yeah. So naturally, nitric oxide is a really excellent compound that your body can be enhanced in its production of. So nitric oxide support gives you this arginine and citrulline compound, so your body can produce more nitric oxide. That in and of itself is dilates blood vessels and improves circulation, but it's also been shown to reverse plaque buildup quite successfully. Serratiozymes, to the degree that part of the plaque is actually fibrin formation, and you need to get rid of fibrin as well. This is a nice systemic enzyme product with the pancreatic enzymes as well as the
Serratopeptase of some kind?
Yeah. So the serrapeptase, it's the enterically coated serrapeptase, which will help to digest fibrin. Then you got homocysteine factors to help lower homocysteine levels, since that's a factor in cardiovascular plaque buildup.
Right.
Just to lower blood pressure, magnesium glycinate, synergy K, which is something that helps to decalcify the arteries, and then vitamin E, because that's just another one that's responsible for healthy heart function.
Well, yeah, simple but complex and comprehensive at the same time, if you can't imagine, with all the factors that you laid out there, how to counteract this. Again, all with supplements, normalizing function, metabolism, cleansing, and clearing the areas of inflammation. And, this is such a profitable thing, as we know, thoracic surgeon, so to speak. And going back to the early part of the mid 20th century, they talked about chelation, and we're not even talking chelation. All of this is technically oral support formulas.
Yeah, and there are other things you can do. So if you need more support than that, call our office. But basically, this is just one thing that can be used right away to begin to support healthier artery health.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the packages linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can call directly 888-988-3325. OneWorldWay.com is the easiest website to plug into all that Stephen Huer is bringing out for all of us to tap into the heart of healing. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
Always great to be with you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcoming back now, my good friend, Dr. Daniel Newsom, drnuzum.com. Always linked up in the show notes, our Super Earth Energy. Big fan of that. We utilize it every day in the Bell family household, as well as the digestive detox, especially. I take it one every night, just as a maintenance. I think it's a great idea to support the liver going on, because we're living in a toxic world. Now, Dr. Newsom, last time you were on, not too long ago, we kind of talked about the fact that the Ohio State Medical Board was not too happy because you were helping people overcome a deadly liver disease, according to them. And rather than embrace you, they attacked you. Now, not everybody in my audience is going to be surprised by that, but it's still a stunning thing to hear. And then, you know, you somehow survived that, and you have gone on to teach at medical schools and you know, healing centers around the world, in fact, which is a testament to the fact that you're doing good works, and it's coming back for you in a good way.
I tell you, you know, it's been wonderful to be out in
to share all around the world. I've been everywhere from Quebec to Ecuador. And I haven't been too far off of the continent. I'm teaching in Madrid, Spain later this year. That's just, you know, rough. Go to Madrid, all the way to Madrid.
It sounds like it'll be a rough trip. No, I think it'll be wonderful. Absolutely. Now, and you do speak fluent Spanish, yes?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Although maybe with a South American bent, so there's always different dialects of
little,
Spanish.
It is, and it has gotten me in trouble a few times, but not too bad.
You want to do what to my what? Right?
Exactly.
No, I didn't say that. In South America, it means something different.
Exactly. That we've had that a few times. So.
And your wife is from where again? She's originally from where?
She's from Mexico.
So. Right. So if you get into trouble, you can say, "Honey, can you translate what I tried to say?"
Help.
Exactly.
It was funny. Our son, we taught him sign language when he was just, you know, a few months old. We started teaching him sign language. And he really didn't do a whole lot of speaking until he was about 18 months old. We were kind of worried about him a little bit there. He was taking a while to start speaking. And all of a sudden he went from, you know, one word here, one word there, and he did a lot of sign language. It was like overnight, he went from one word to full sentences. But it was a Spanish word, an English word, and then he would sign. Or he'd sign something and then say something in Spanish, something in English. And my wife and I were about the only ones that could understand anything you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny.
Well, you get good communication that way, though. But it's fascinating how utilizing the entire body in movement can be much more expressive than the words we learn to vocalize, for instance.
Oh, geez. It's amazing. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'd like to do the rest of the show in sign language, but since nobody's watching, they're only listening, we're going to have to explain some things. And I thought we could revisit something that is often confusing when we talk about the issue of fulvic acid, and you also bring up humic acid. And I want to make that clear, the distinction and how they're complementary and how they can work together as well. So if you can clear that up for us, that'd be great.
Perfect. Okay. So first off, to explain humic acid and what it is, where it comes from, because we get fulvic acid from humic acid. Sometime in our planet distant past, we had massive forests, and there were millions and millions of rock and stone and dirt and water dumped on them. And in some places, they had so much rock, stone, dirt, and water dumped on them that those forests ended up deep into the Earth's crust and under so much pressure that as they decomposed, they turned into petroleum. And in other places, thing happened on there. There wasn't quite as much dirt, rock, stone, and water, and therefore the decomposing rainforests, okay, were up closer to the surface, you know, the Earth's crust, and in those cases, that became coal deposits.
Right.
And then we have in other places where the same thing happened, only it was so much closer to the surface, closer to the topsoil, that there were a lot more microbes and much more microbial activity in the decomposition of this organic material, these forests. What we have then is called humic shale. Humic shale is where we extract humic acid from. And humic acid, the best way to think of humic acid is it is composted organic material. And it is the absolute best prebiotic, bar none. There is no better prebiotic than humic acid. Humic acid lays the groundwork for all of our probiotics in our gut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
let me gather what you're saying here too, because I think it was interesting that you talked about the biotic aspect, that the interaction with the microbial world has converted this shit into a humic shale as opposed to something like a fossil fuel oil that we burn. And it, you know, just right. Like we know in the soil of those who are organic farmers, maybe those who have followed Rudolf Steiner and things like that, that they recognize that these microbiological entities at this minute level are critical for the conversion of the minerals and things into a form that was digestible and usable for plant life or animal life that would feed on the plant life.
Right, exactly. So here we have microbes digesting organic material into a form of organic material that makes perfect microbe food.
Right, right. Again, prebiotics,
it's
which
really interesting.
You feed then the microbes that then are functional enough to help break down other things, I mean, for you. I mean, so this life, this balance, this, what it is, we call it a food chain or a food pyramid or a circle of life. I mean, you see this cycle in life that when you cut any part of it out, the life forms that rely upon it are going to be, well, in trouble, for lack of a better way to say it.
Right, right, exactly. The thing with, you know, our microbiome, the combination of the thousand microbes in our gut that are there, you know, acting as our secondary immune system, a secondary metabolism, and, you know, so many different things that they do. That microbiome, as it's called, determines how you metabolize macronutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, fats. It also determines there are 72, some will say 73, basic elements that the body needs in order to stay healthy. It has to have these replaced on a daily basis. These are calcium, magnesium, basically your minerals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have 73 of them, we'll say, and there are specific microbes that carry calcium from the gut contents cross the gut barrier into the bloodstream. There are microbes that do the same thing with magnesium, or microbes that do the same for zinc or selenium, or you name it. There
oh yeah, instead of receptor, Doc, instead of receptor sites, which are very real and measurable, you're talking about receptor microorganisms almost.
Yes, exactly.
Fascinating.
They act as transporters, you know. So they grab hold of the nutrient, takes it over to the receptor site so it can pass into the bloodstream via the gut wall.
Is this where fulvic acid comes in as a further delivery into the cell itself, or am I getting that right?
Yes. So humic acid acts as the ground matrix for all those beneficial microbes to grow and to become part of our gut lining. So they can grab those nutrients and put them into the receptor site, you know, feed them into the receptor sites and get them off into the bloodstream so our body can have the raw material to heal. So the humic acid does that. Now, humic acid is such a large molecule, it doesn't readily pass through the gut wall. It's also, I know you know all about leaky gut, humic acid is an excellent astringent. In all of my treatments, I use humic acid as one of my primary components for treating leaky gut. It creates that matrix for all those microbes, those good microbes to grab hold of. And then it also is an astringent, so it pulls together, you know, leaky or excessively porous or excessively permeable gut tissue.
Right.
So that it's no longer leaky. So that's humic acid. Now, we extract fulvic acid. Fulvic acid is one of the components of humic acid. And humic acid actually will release fulvic acid in the gut as the microbes act on the humic acid and consume it, and it becomes part of their, you know, the prebiotic, it becomes their food. The humic acid contains up to 40% fulvic acid. So up to 40% of humic acid is actual fulvic acid. And in our particular formula, it is 40% fulvic acid.
Oh, this is huge. All right. We're getting there. And I know this is like classes in session with you, Doc Newsom. So we're going to do some more. We have to take a break here. If you want to learn more, go to drnuzum.com. And the remedies that we use or the supplements that we use are there. And we're going to talk more about this next level of understanding or layer of understanding from humic acid to fulvic acid when we come back to wrap it up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, it's all well and good to believe in freedom, but if your behavior leads to slavery, how genuine is that love? What are you doing, soap opera here? How deep is your love?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
The diagnosis in this case that I'm talking about, underlying all of this talk of disease, vaccines, immune system, drugs, supplement, the diagnosis is a freedom or love deficiency disease, vitamin L. Because when love is deficient, what is usually the culprit? The free radical known as fear. Now, why would lovers of freedom not live free? Fear! You always hear this as an issue. Well, I'm afraid to live free. I'm afraid to stop asking for permission. Is there a drug to reduce or eliminate fear? If you said, well, yeah, an SSRI drug, that'll get rid of my fear. Or even alcohol, I go out drink it. You're confusing fear with inhibition, because they are not the same thing. Inhibition, like you're inhibited to do something, is merely a symptom. Fear is the underlying cause.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, class is back in session here with Doc Newsom. We were going through the humic acid. Go back and re-listen through the archives. In fact, any of our interviews with Dr. Newsom are available for free all around the world through GCN, through naturalnewsradio.com, through iTunes, through Stitcher, through UK Health Radio, through Epic Times, and of course we link it in the show notes. So definitely take notes, re-listen. This is life-changing information. You got to the point where we realized fulvic acid is a component of the humic acid, up to 40%, and the microbes help to release this as well, but you also have extracted it to make it more potent for the benefits, which are, this is your cue.
Okay, so fulvic acid itself is a micro nanomolecule, so it's very, very small. And when you consume it, actually if you have a good fulvic acid, if you take it straight by mouth, it will suck up all of the fluid in your mouth, and it'll absorb so fast through your mucous membranes, it'll dry your mouth out. I mean, nothing flat. I mean, it just, right now, almost on contact. Now, the benefits of this are, you know, it's electroconductivity capacity, so it's restoring of the electrical capacity of the cell, so the cell runs on energy.
Right.
And so the fulvic acid restores cellular energy.
Body electric stuff.
Exactly. And then it also has a nutrient transport mechanism that it has. So it bonds to nutrients and takes them off to wherever the body needs them. And then it will deposit those nutrients wherever the body wants them. Then it has a chelating effect. We call it chelating, in that when it lets go of one of those nutrients that it's carrying, it has an empty receptor site, and so as it brings the nutrition to the cell, it asks the cell for the garbage. And it'll pick up whatever the cell doesn't want. And, you know, that might be heavy metals. It might be GMO byproduct. It dissipates glyphosate really, really, really well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Pesticides, herbicides, chemicals of any kind like that, it will bond to anything that the cell doesn't want and carry it out of the body. Creates a carbon bond, so it picks up something really toxic. It doesn't drop it on the way out. It also has what we call ecological effects, in that it will upregulate or downregulate pH, to change the body's pH. And so if your pH is too alkaline, it'll bring it down. If it's too acidic, it'll bring it back up.
Doc, let me ask you this question, because you've been studying this, you've been practicing it as a healer as well, and seeing the effects. Is there much, let's say, within the scientific realm, peer-reviewed public literature that yet supports this, or is this so far afield that the docs aren't even identifying it to, validate and test what you're saying here?
You know, Merck and Pfizer, almost 20 years ago, spent $125 million each studying fulvic acid. Everything I'm telling you today, I'm telling you stuff right out of that research that Merck and Pfizer, the pharmaceutical companies, did. Everything I'm telling you today, they discovered all this over 20 years ago through their own research. And what shut them down, the reason they didn't go through with trying to patent fulvic acid,
yeah,
is they found that fulvic acid was an excellent transporter. You could bond anything to it, and it'll transport it in the body. Problem is, when they loaded their toxic chemicals into the fulvic acid, the fulvic acid would carry it into the body, but would never deliver it to a cell.
It would carry it right out.
It would carry it right back out of the body.
I love that story. That's a beautiful thing. That explains everything, why they just decided to drop it like the hot potato. We can't have that.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely fascinating. I want to dig more into the next visit with you. Go back into the Merck and Pfizer discoveries, because, again, I don't know that many people realize that they looked into it, saw it as a promising treatment or a delivery method, and they said, wait a second, it's taking the toxins, and it's not letting them go, and it's taking them right on out. Fascinating. Now, if you want to help to get the toxins right on out of your body, do look at Dr. Newsom's formulations. We do utilize them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly. Super Earth Energy, the digestive detox, and the Inflammagon. So this is another layer of understanding. Go back and listen to the archived interviews with Doc Newsom. You're going to learn a lot, as I do, each and every time we're together, Doc. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. You guys take care, and God bless you.
You as well. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.